The bolometric luminosity correction of radio quiet and radio loud quasars at 1 by Mojigan Azadi et al. To understand the impact of active galactic nuclei, AGN, on their host galaxies and large-scale environment, it is crucial to determine their total radiative power across all wavelengths, i.e., bolometric luminosity. In this contribution we describe how quasar accretion disk spectral energy distribution, SED, templates, parameterized by the black hole, BH, mass, Eddington ratio, and spin can be used to estimate their total radiated luminosity. To estimate the bolometric luminosity of AGN, we integrate the accretion disk SEDs from 1 to 10 keV. Our approach self-consistently covers any gaps in observations and does not include reprocessed emission from the torus. The accretion disk SED, and consequently the bolometric correction inferred from it, strongly depend on the BH mass, the Eddington ratio, and spin. In particular, the bolometric correction in the visible bands, 5100A and 3000A, strongly depends on BH mass, and at X-ray strongly depends on the Eddington ratio. At wavelengths closer to the peak of the accretion disk SED, the dependence becomes weaker. Additionally, maximally rotating, spin equals 1, quasars require a higher bolometric correction than their non-rotating, spin equals 0, counterparts at all wavelengths. The SEDs and the bolometric correction presented in this work can determine the radiative power of any sample of radio quiet to radio loud type 1 AGN with observations in the range from 1 to 10 keV, provided the observations are corrected for extinction. This was the bolometric luminosity correction of radio quiet and radio loud quasars at 1 by Mojigan Azadi et al.